Zayin Kislev, Sunday the 10th of November, Rabbi Moshe Knopfler, Gid Hanosher. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored on the second yacht site of Sheindl Ruchamah Bas Nisanel Oleha Osholom by her sons.
Parashas Vayishlach. We find Yaakov Uvini returned already from Padan Aram, already this week, and he was afraid that he's going to bump into his big brother Esav. So he made all types of plans what will happen if Esav, this brother of his who wants it without to kill him, how he's going to prepare himself. Then we find he left the Pachim Ketanim and he went back to fetch the Pachim Ketanim. He went over the Nochal to fetch the Pachim Ketanim. And instead of meeting Esav, he met someone slightly more spiritual, and he met the Malach of Esav, the Soresh of Esav. And the Malach started arguing with, started fighting with Yahweh. And he tried his hardest to be mezgaba over Yaakov Uvini. And vayaki lo yuchay lo, he saw he can't manage. So what did he do? Vayiga b'kaf yerechoy. He touched his kaf yerech, his thigh, whatever it is. Vateika kaf yerech Yaakov be'ovko imoy. And he moved it out of, he dislocated the joint of the kaf yerech. After he did that, he said, Shalcheini ki ola ashocha. It's already alois ashocha. Rashi said, what does that mean? I have to go, said, time to say Shira. So Yaakovin said, no such plans. Lo yashalech chukim berech, then you have to give me a bro. So he said to him, what's your name? Yaakov. He said, well, now you're gonna be called Yisroel. Omen shimcho Yaakov, shimcho ki im Yisro, ki sariso. You managed to be misgaba over Malochim. So then Yaakov was limping, because his kaf yerech was injured. And the Torah fears, the Pusik fears, Al Kain lo yoichli ben Israel Zikidan Nosha Shal kaf yerech adi yamaze, ki noga bu kaf yerech yaku gidanish. That's why we have a lav, a loises, the yidden may not eat the gidan nosha, which is on that joint of the kafa yerech, because the malach dislocated Yaakov Avini's kafa yerech. Now, discuss a bit the halachic aspect of Gidan Osha. The Gemara says, in Psochem Daf Chuf Bais, we all know there's a very well known machloikis, Chizki and Rebavui. Rebavui holds that Kol Mokoim She Omro Toiro Lo Yoichal Lo Soichli Lo Soichal Kol Mokoim She Nema Lo Yoichal Lo Soichal Lo Soichli. Whenever the Toiro makes an Issa Achila, Echad isa achila ve'echad isa hanua b'mashma. So if it says, if the Torah forbids achila, that doesn't just mean the eating. The Torah forbids achila, it means the eating, and it means benefiting as well. If anything has an isa achila, the isa achila automatically will bring an isa hanua as well. That's the shit of Reb Avui. Unless, ad sheyifrit l'cho akusiv, unless the Torah says clearly that no, the benefits are mitter, but the achil is also, but the hanor is mitter, then that's the only way hanor will be permitted by any macholas asiris. Otherwise, any macholas asiris automatically, once the Torah is asad achila, it will automatically become forbidden hanor as well, because the word lois soichli means achila and hanor. Unless the Torah redos clearly, explicitly permits the hanor, like we find by Nevela, because by Nevela it says, In Parashas Ra'ei, loisoichli kol nevela. Like Hashem shrach, it's none of achul, I'm achul in achri. The Torah starts and says, loisoichli kol nevela, there's this achil on nevela. And the pasuk carries on and says, leger Hashem shrach, it's none of achul, I'm achul, what should I do with it? I should give it to the goy, I should sell it to the goy. Now if I sell it to the goy, obviously, I'm benefiting from it. So the Torah has said that even though it's usa, but the hanu is mitter. But if the Torah wouldn't say redos explicitly that the hanu is permitted, then automatically there will be also the hanu as well. That's the shita of Reb Avui, but Chizkiyah disagrees. Chizkiyah's shita is no. Unless the Torah says lo yei ochel, a special strong lotion, lo yei ochel, it shall not be eaten, then it could mean esa hanu as well. But if it just says lo soichal, then it just means achil, it doesn't mean hano as well. That's a fundamental machloikis between Chizkiyah and Reb Avui, which is, the Gemara goes through a few dafim over here, where the Gemara brings kol mine kashes on each one of the shittas, where we see, if the Torah says loisoichel, does it mean achila and hanoah, unless there's a specific heter? Or Chizkiyah's shitta is that it merely means achila alone, it doesn't mean hanoah at all. Now, one of the Gemara's kashas is from Gidanosh. Musav Reb Yitzchak Nafcha. Gemara M'sochim Nafchof Beis Amadalof. V'hare Gidanosh derachmono ma'al kein lo yoich li b'nei Yisrael. It's Gidanosh. The Torah says, al kein lo yoich li, lo yoich li, Reb Avui holds, lo yoich li ought to mean achila and ano, but we have a mission in Ishtazah, we have a mission at Tanam. Now he doesn't say that he can sell it to a goy, but the Mishnah is saying that a person is allowed to send the entire yerech of a behemah to a goy, and the gidanusha, as we heard before, is part of the yerech, and he doesn't need to worry. That's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. He doesn't need to worry that another yid will see, oh, a yid sent it, so it must be permitted. It must be that if it comes from a yid, it's a yiddish azach, so it must be mitter. We don't need to worry about that. Rashi read this, he doesn't have to cut out the yid. Maybe another yid will go along and he'll buy it from the goy. No, because it went out from a yid. No, because we're not choshish for that, because the person, pnesha makoy moinika, the person knows, he can see if the Gidanusha is there or not. But I'll call upon him, the Gemara says, we see from the fact that he can send it to the goy and he's doing business with it, so we see that it must be mitta bahanova kashel Reb Avui, as I read this Rashi. So mamela, it's very honorable. Reb Avui sitted, it says lo yoichli. And the klal is, wherever it says lo yoichli, echad is achila, ve'echad is hanua, v'mashmas, it's a kashel Reb Avui. The Gemara, no. So the Gemara, kasova Reb Avui. Now this is a klal which the Gemara uses in other situations as well. And the Gemara says, Kishahitra nevela, he the chelbo v'gido hitra. As we saw, nevela, Reb Avui says, nevela is different to everything else, because by nevela the Torah explicitly says that you can go, you got that you're allowed to benefit from nevela, you're just not allowed to eat it. So Reb Avui holds a chiddush. If you take a nevela, the nevela has in it as well, within, if you take a piece of nevela, or entire nevela, carcass, entire nevela, then this nevela has in it as well chaylev, it has in it as well gidanosha. So therefore the Gemara says an interesting thing. If the Torah tells us that a person may benefit from a nevela, meaning he's allowed to sell the nevela to a goy, so bal korchach, the Torah has also told me that just as he can be benefiting from the nevela, from the issa nevela, which would have meant issa hano if not for this heta, so too, for the same price, the Torah has automatically had to be matir as well, the issa hano from gidanosh and from chaylev as well, which is a sugi later, because this nevela has within it a gidanosh, and this nevela has within it chaylev. So therefore, just like the nevela must be mitzvah b'hanoah, it must also be permitted to benefit from chaylev and from gidanosh. So therefore, even though gidanosh lefir b'avoy ought to have been Usa Bahanua, but because, just similar to Nevela, that the Nevela is Mitter because the Torah says so explicitly. So even though the Torah doesn't say explicitly on the Gid Anoshe, but we can understand it, because the Gid Anoshe is part and parcel of the Nevela. And the Torah allows me to give on this Nevela to a Goy, to sell it to a Goy. So it must be Behechrich that the Gid Anoshe is also going to be Mitter Bahanua. That's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara is not happy with it. Because we have a machloikis in Chilin and in certain other places in Shas. This is a very wichtige machloikis. We have a machloikis, is yesh begidin benoisen tam or ein begidin benoisen tam. What does that mean? The Rishonim say that means, the Rishonim are mazbe, Rashi's mazbe. Is a gid anoshe part of... Is it considered, it's a shayla not only in Gidin. It's not only in Gid Anoshe. There are many Gidin in a person. Gid Anoshe in a behemoth. The Gid Anoshe is only one of the various Gidin that the behemoth has. The behemoth has very many Gidin inside it. And it has also bones, and it has kronos, and it has tzlofayim. So the Gemara says, we want to know, is Yesh begidin benoist tam or en begidin benoist tam? Meaning, is the Gid considered part of the bus of the flesh of the behemoth or not? Do we say that the gid, the Lashon of the Rishonim is, it's like an eitz ba'alma, it's like a piece of wood which happens to be, obviously it's got its purpose, but it happens to be part of the functioning of the body. There is gidin with inside the functioning of the body, but it's just like a piece of wood, it's not part of the bosa ha-behemah, not part of the flesh of the behemah. L'may nafgimen, as the Gemara says that, when, let's say, when the Torah asses, and it's a nevela, that you're not allowed to eat nevela, you're not allowed to eat behemah tameya, does that include the gidin and the tzomas as well? Do I say that if I hold yesh begidin benois and tam, which is actually mevia in the Gemara, that it's also metziyastik enough, Gemara. The mandoma holds yesh begidin benois and tam, holds that in a gid, the gid is part and parcel of the flesh of the behemah, because the gid... all the gidin, not just the gid anoshe, we're talking about all the gidin, are considered part of the flesh, and they also give out the tam. They also have within it the taste, the natural taste of the meat, of the flesh, of the behemah, is also incorporated within the gidin as well. And therefore, yesh begidin benoisen tam, because the gid also has the flavor of the flesh of the behemah, so therefore the gid is considered part of the busa ha-behemah. So if the Torah asks nevela, you're not allowed to eat a nevela, you're not allowed to eat behemah tameya, then the Torah meant not just the meat, not just the flesh, but the Torah meant the gidin as well, because yesh begidin benoisen tam. But if I hold ein begidin benoisen tam, if I hold that a gid is just like a piece of wood, it doesn't have any flavor of the busa behemah, therefore it's not included in the issa. So if the Torah asks me a nevela or behemah tameya, the Torah only asks of the meat, only asks of the busa, but the gid, which doesn't have any flavor of the bosa within it, it's like a piece of wood. So the issa of the Torah, of the novella of the behemoth is not chal on the gidin at all, if I hold in begidin benoisen tam. So the Gemara says, you want to tell me a svora, kishahitra novella hiva chal bova gidin nami hitra, that when the Torah permitted novella, the Torah permitted the whole thing, the whole hefza, including the whole parcel, the whole package deal, including the gidin and the chela, that can only be if I hold yesh begidin benoisen tam. But if I hold that aim, begidin benoisen tam, which the Rishonim say means it's like a piece of wood, it's like an eitz ba'alma, then it's no good, because it was never included in the issa of nevela kedei that the Torah should become to be matirit. Yeah? The Gemara says it's vora kishahitra nevela, when the Torah permitted the nevela, the Torah also permitted with it everything that's inside it, and therefore the gid is going to be mita bahanur. Yeah? But if the gid was never included in the issa of nevela, gidin are like pieces of wood, plastic, which are inside the behemah.
Still part of the behemah.
But they're not, yeah, still part of the behemah, but they're not included. Oh, so that's so there is.
If the guy buys the behemah, he expects to get the complete thing, including the plastic.
Yes, yes. But we have to look a little bit more lomdish at it. And we have to look at it that when the Torah was matter the nevela b'hanua, the Torah said, even though I gave you an issa of nevela, there's an issa, loisus of the nevela, but I'm going to be matter you part of it, and I'm going to allow you to benefit from the issa nevela. Yeah? But then the Torah is only being misyaches, the Torah is only talking about that I have forbidden you. So if you tell me that it includes chelev, fine, it includes chelev. But it doesn't include gidin, because gidin were never part of the forbidding of the nevela, so that I should be able to say that when the Torah is matir it, Bahanoah, the Torah was matir the gidin as well. Meaning that when the Torah says legeras avrodan v'cholim ocholim nafuk, not just and the Gemara says k'shehitra nevel hiva chalvul gidin amir, it doesn't just mean the metzias. That if the Torah says I can give the whole nevela to the goy, then I can also give the gidin and the chel. That's how you're thinking. Yeah, that's not posh prat. But Rashi says prat is that when the Torah says, the Torah is not telling me I can do this metzias, I can deliver the carcass to the goy and everything that's within it. That's not prat in the Gemara. Not mamish. The Gemara is a drop deeper. The Gemara means that the Torah is saying that I gave you an issa of nevela, so I'm telling you that whatever the issa of nevela is, that I can permit you to have hanor to benefit from. So if the issa of nevela includes all the gidin of the behema, then I can say that the Torah tells me that when I permitted the nevela, I also permitted the gidin. But if the gidin were never included in the issa of nevela, I'm not talking about gidin noshe, I'm talking about all the gidin of the body were never included in the issa of the gidin noshe. So therefore the heter that the Torah is matir of the nevela is also, the Torah is not talking about wood. The Torah is talking about the Bosah Abahema when the Torah tells me I can give it to the God.
You say the same thing about Tzomos and Kronos and skins?
But in the Gidden Noisen Tal only means Gidden in the Gidden Noisen Tal. But you say the same thing, of course. You say the same thing, then it doesn't have the head.
Oir as well, it's not included.
There's no reason to Asr the Oir Bahanor. It's only the Gid Hanosha which have a reason to give it a separate Issa Hanor. Because the Gid Hanosha has this its own Issa of Alkin Le'ochum Le'ezvans Gidhanosha. That's the Gemara saying. The Gemara is saying, of course, if it's just a piece of wood, then there's no reason that it should be Issa to deliver it to a goy. So therefore the bones, which are just a piece of wood, there's no reason to ask me to give it to do business with it. Mashenkin, the Gid Hanosha, which the Gid Hanosha has got its own Issa besides von Avela. It's got its own Issa of Alkin Le'ochum Le'ezvans Gidhanosha. Therefore it will remain betokfoy with the Issa Achil and with the Issa Hanor as well. That's what the Gemara says. Because if you hold him begin the Menosin time, he's not included in the heter of Kshehitra Nevela Hi V'chelba V'gidda Nami Hitra. Azoi Shtait in the Gemara. The question arises, that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, Anachanama. The Gemara says that the person who holds the Agid Anosha ain't begidden Menosin time. Therefore, if you hold him begin the Menosin time, the Gid is not included, the Gid Anosha cannot be included in the heter of Kshehitra Nevela Hi V'chelba V'gidda Nami Hitra. Therefore, he will have to hold that Agid Anosha as Osa Bahanoah. The Gemara says, Reb Shimon, he's the one who holds Ein Begidin Benois and Tam, and he will have to also hold, and he taka also, the Gemara says, Reb Shimon taka hold that Ho'ichel Megid Anosha Shal Behema Tameya, Reb Shimon hold that Osa Bahanoah, because Reb Shimon oisit. The Tanya Gid Anosha Mitta Bahanoah, Reb Yehida, Reb Shimon oisit. Reb Shimon hold that taka also, why? Because Reb Shimon hold Ein Begidin Benois and Tam. The question arises in the Shittas Rambam. The Rambam paskins ein begidin benoisen tam. The Rambam paskins clearly that if somebody eats, there's a behema tameya, and he eats the gidin of the behema tameya, he's putter. Why is he putter? So the Rambam says, because ein begidin benoisen tam, it's like he ate a piece of wood. There is no issa at all on eating, there is no issa on eating the gidin of a behema tameya, because we hold ein begidin benoisen tam. That's what the Rambam paskins. The problem is that the same Rambam, a few halachas later in Perek Ches, Mehilchas, Machulas Asirius, the Rambam discusses the halachic Yisirim of Gid Hanosha. And the Rambam says that a Gid Hanosha is osa ba'achila, and it's mitzvah ba'hanua, which is very shveh. It doesn't stem with the Gemara l'choyra. It's very shveh. How can I be matir? The Gid Hanosha Bahanoah. The Gemara says that the whole head of Gid Hanosha Bahanoah is only, and the Rambam paskins like Rabavui. The Rambam paskins that wherever it says Loisoicha, Loisoicha, it means Achila, and it means Hanoah. The Gemara says, then the only way Gid Hanosha says Alkein Loyoch Lebnei Yisrael is Gid Hanosha. and al kein lo yochlu in the Issa Hano as well. The only way I can be matter it is if I tell you kshahitro nevela, that the het of nevela is yivu chalbo v'gidon amyitro. But the Gemara says that can only be if I hold yesh begin the menoitin tam. But if I hold, which the Rambam Taka holds, ein begidon menoitin tam, then it can't have the heter of kshahitro nevela yivu chalbo v'gidon amyitro. So how can it be that it's going to be, how is it possible that it should be mita bahanoa? That is the kasha on the Rambam. Achroinim would like to suggest in the Rambam that the Rambam holds a big chiddush. The Kesef Mishnah already brings from the Rambam that the Rambam said on this kasha that the Gemara in Psochem, which the Gemara says that the heta hanoa of Gid Hanosha is only because kshehitra naveli hiva chalbo v'gidon amihitra, the Ramban says it's Rav Chida Milsa. The Gemara is only saying it for comfort. But in Emerson, a Gid Hanosha, even though it's also Ba'achila, there must be another reason, the Ramban says. Ramban doesn't say what the reason is. But the Ramban says that the Rambam held that the whole kasha of the Gemara, where the Gemara wants to make a Gid Hanosha, also Ba'anoa, is not really Shveh. The Gemara only said that the Gemara said, I've got a way out, because Rav Shimon taka hold, ein begidin benoitin tam, and he taka hold, that's also banor. So the Gemara says that maybe if you hold ein begidin benoitin tam, it'll taka be also banor. But really, the Gemara knows quite well that even if you hold ein begidin benoitin tam, the Gid Hanosha is going to be mita banor. The Ramban doesn't tell us why. Now I'm going to tell you over a yesod from the Acharonim, which the Shah Melech says, the Sfasema says it, which is lechoyra going to be pshat in Ramban, and maybe pshat in this Ramban as well. The Rambam held a very interesting tzvora. The Rambam held that the Gid Hanoshe is going to be, and the rayas that the Rambam will soon, if we'll have time, we'll discuss what the rayas are. The Rambam held that Gid Hanoshe is fundamentally different to all the other Gidin inside the Behemah. And that is like this. Because if you hold Ein Begidin Benoisin Tam, then there's no problem to eat the gidin of the behemah, of a behemah tmeya, let's say. There's no problem because ein begidin benoisin tam. It's like a piece of wood. But because the Torah said al kein lo yoichli b'nei Yisrael es gid hanoshe, because the Torah came along and the Torah said that even though the gidin may be meta, but the gid hanoshe is going to be osa. So the Achroinim would like to suggest that dus alayim. That alone, that the Torah looks at the Gid Hanoshe, and the Torah asks it ba'achila, that gives it a Torah soichel. And therefore, even if my shitta is that ein begidin benoisin tam, and therefore all gidin are like a piece of wood, a piece of plastic, but the Gid Hanoshe is going to be different. Why? Because the Gid Hanoshe, like we find the svara sometimes of achshavei. Achshavei means that even if something's not really roi la'achila, but if you were machshev it, you make an achila on it, then there's a svara which applies in certain places, then you gave it a chashivas of oichel, and therefore it's going to be osa. So here too, the Rambam hold in begidim benoisim tam. But thus a line that the Torah talks about one gid, one particular gid, the gid anosh, and the Torah says that one's osa ba'achila. So if the Torah is giving it a chashivas of an oichel, even though really it should be plastic, but because the Torah asked it, okay, le'yochum is gid hanoshe, the Torah is giving it a achshavei, a chashivas of a machel, and therefore, the gid hanoshe will be osa, even if let's say a behemah tameya, all the gidin are going to be meta. But the Gid Hanoshe will be osa, because the Gid Hanoshe has a special chashivas that the Torah looks at it as it gives it a chashivas of a ma'achal. Now, behemah tmeah is not the best moshel, because behemah tmeah, for different reasons, bechlal doesn't have the is of Gid Hanoshe. The is of Gid Hanoshe, the Gemara tells us, is only for a species which is a behemah, a species which is a permitted species. A behemah tmeah is not a permitted species, not going to have the is of Gid Hanoshe at all. But lemushel, a nevela, the Rambam says clearly that someone eats the Gid Hanoshe of a nevela, he's going to be over, he's going to get twice malchus. Once for eating nevela, and once for eating Gid Hanoshe. Either Rambam holds ein begidin benoisin tam. Rambam holds that Gid can't have an Issa of Nevela because it's not part of the flesh of the behemoth. But the Torah says no, that because he has the Issa Gid HaNoshe, that Gid forgives it a chashivas of a oichel, and therefore Achivs of Oichel is also included in the other Issa of the Issa of Nevela, and therefore he's loikishtam as oichel in Rambam. So therefore the Achronim want to suggest that the Rambam held oibazoy and it's a mufrit Rambam. The Rambam says that somebody eats the Gidanosha of a Nevela is take loike shtayim. So we see clearly, also in Perakas, Melvus Macholis Asiris. So we see clearly that the Rambam holds of this Yesoid, that the Torah considers it, in the time when there is the Issa of Gidanosha, that gives it a Cheshivus of Oichel, and therefore it's going to be included in the other Yisirim as well. So oibazoy, when you take a Nevela, what does a Nevela mean? That he always had the Gidanosha, and the Gidanosha was also. And he wasn't shechted properly, he became a Nevela. He became a Nevela, so now the Nevela will not go on to all the Gidin, but on the Gid Anusha it will be Chal. Because the Gid Anusha is different, because it has the Chashivas of an Oichel, because it has in within it the Issa of Alkin Le'yotel B'nei Zot's Gid Anusha. Therefore, Oy Bazoi, and this is what the Achronim say, Oy Bazoi, I can bring you back to the Kshehetra Nevela, he will help with the Gid Anusha. Because what was the kasha that? How can you say kshehitra nevela and hiva kalva? What does the Gemara say? No, it's not like the Gemara Pesachim. The Rambam had the chesed not to pass like the Gemara Pesachim. But what did the Gemara Pesachim taina that kshehitra nevela hiva kalva the gidin ami hitra? Only can't be mati the gidin because I hold the gidin benois and tam. Yeah, like I explained to you that the Torah only permitted what was included in the original issa. But if the Rambam held that because there's an Issa Gid Anusha, so it has, that gives it a achshavei and it gives it a chashivas of a oichel, therefore kimtos, that he was included in the original Issa of Nevela. When it became a Nevela, the Nevela didn't go to all the other Gidin because they became the Melech in town, but on the Gid Anusha, it was Chal, because the Gid Anusha had an Issa of Alkein Leuch from Israel's Gid Anusha. And therefore, Oibazoi, when the Torah permits that Nevela Bahanua, the permission will also be chal on everything that was included in the package deal of the Issa. And therefore it will also go on to the Gid Anusha, even though it won't go on to the other Gidin, but the other Gidin don't need it. But on the Gid Anusha, which needs it, he will also be zoicha to have the heter of Kshehitra Neveli Vachal of the Gidin Ami Hetra. Now, just a small Milta da Aguda, yeah?
2 minutes?
2 minutes less. I hope. Why was the Malach suddenly, so sudden, very, very easy machloikis? I have a fight with you. You win me, you overpower me. Leave me, I have to go say Shira. Suddenly he had to say Shira. That's very interesting. A whole night he had time to fight with him because he thought you can win him. But the Rega Yaakov Avinu won him. He said, let me go, I want to go say Shira, the easy way out. He begged mercy, let me go. Suddenly when he lost the battle, let me go, very interesting. And suddenly, this is what the Achronim asked, suddenly he has to go say Shira, suddenly. What happened all of a sudden? He has to go say Shira. The Koznitz Magid tells us a Moiridiki Yesoid, which is a Grace Chizik. The Koznitz Magid tells us that when does a Malach have to go say Shira? When he reaches his ultimate tachlis. Every malach has one shlichus. When he's reached his ultimate tachlis, that's when he has to go say Shira. Now, who is the Suresh al Esav? The Suresh al Esav is the Samach Mem, is the Sultan, the Yetzirah. He came to fight with Yaakov Avinu. What is the tachlis of the Yetzirah? Why did the Rebbeinu Shel Olam make the Yetzirah? For one reason. That the Yid should overpower him. And once normally a malach has given a mission, he has to accomplish this mission. The mission of the Yetzer Hara is not to make the Yid Bechoyte. The mission of the Yetzer Hara is, what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave him his mission, that he should try, but only try. But the Yid should overpower him, and he should not be Matzliach. Oy bazoy gevaldik. That he fought with Yaakov in the whole night. That was his mission. Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Avinu overpowered him. That's his tachlis. His tachlis is that he should lose his battle. Yaakov Avinu won it, I've reached my top, so I have to say shira. The boys are helpful.